I broke up with my cheating boyfriend and his brother started harassing me because he thinks that we have a spark. So I destroyed both of them. My ex-boyfriend, Chad, was a year older than me. The initial courtship period was a dream, which I now realize was severe love bombing. It's like he worshipped the ground I walked on. I was smitten. However, one point of contention since day one was his insecurity. How he didn't believe he got someone like me. Or how people apparently looked at us weirdly because they couldn't believe he landed me. 5 months into the relationship, things took a permanent turn for the worse. His insecurity was through the roof. I wasn't allowed to have any guy friends. There was constant nagging regarding my body, clothes, taste in music, the way I spoke, everything. Also, I realized he had an alcohol problem and constantly micro-cheated, engaging with his exes over late-night video calls, flirting with anyone and everyone under the pretext of friendship. I can't believe I lost my self-esteem and peace over a guy built like a wet cigarette. But I digress. Now coming to his older brother. Let's call him Dan. Dan had always been polite with me, acknowledging me with Max. A nod or a smile or a hello. 4 months back, one of my friends was supposed to come over and she asked to bring a friend who'd recently gone through a breakup. I didn't mind when they showed up, I realized that this friend was Dan. We were both surprised. The three of us got drunk, consoled Dan and talked the night away. This started becoming a frequent affair, with them coming over at least 2 to 3 times a week. Dan started showing up alone for these weekly dinners. Now he'd come way early and try and help me cook and stay really late. On the last of these occasions, he shows up with my favorite wine and food. He started talking about what he thought of me when he first met me. After a little while, he tried to kiss me. Not like leaning in to kiss me, but more like it suddenly occurred to him he should do it. So he just grabbed my face and tried to kiss me. I pushed him away and went numb for a minute and then slowly went to my room and locked my door. 3 days after the incident, I get a call from an unknown number and pick up to realize it's my ex. He's wailing hysterically and screaming over the phone, calling me a tart for seducing his brother and that I ruined his family and his relationship with his brother, and that I did a hideous thing for revenge, which is way worse than what he did to me. Turns out Dan had left that very night and called Chad, cussing him out for ruining his chances with me, telling him he always had a thing for me and knew Chad didn't deserve me. Update: I decided to meet the common friend to tell her of the entire scenario. We met and I narrated everything that went down during the couple of weeks when she wasn't here. Here's what she had to say. Apparently, Dan had spoken to her about me, asking her if she sensed a spark between us and going as far as telling her that he always felt I had a thing for him when I dated his brother. I was dumbfounded, to say the least. Anyway, she apparently asked him to not imagine stuff and be normal and process his breakup. At around 2 a.m. on the 12th of this month, I wake up to my phone buzzing incessantly, being bombarded with calls and messages. There are over 100 calls from an unknown number and some 5 to 6 calls from the building security. I call them back and can clearly hear a ruckus in the background. They asked me to come down immediately. Once down, what do I see? Dan is drunk out of his mind, screaming and hurling expletives, asking to be let up. Once Dan notices me, he literally lunges towards me repeatedly saying he wants to talk. He's then literally thrown outside. The next morning, I get a call from my landlord asking me to leave my apartment. Within the next 2 weeks, I was devastated. This was my space, a home I'd made. For myself. And now I was being kicked out for no fault of mine. I explained the situation and while he sympathized, he said the actual residents of the building don't want someone who attracts violence and drama and has questionable character. So I chose to leave early and go home. You know how you can sense if someone's following you or watching you?